What will we eat? Have you ever considered the stress Moses was under as he led 1.5 million people through the desert? Let's talk pressure and imagine you were the one chosen to lead. As still happens today, the crowd that was with them grew greedy for an easier life. If only we had meat to eat. We're withering away. We have nothing to look at but this manna. Numbers 11:4-6. Do you ever hear that complaint in your own home? There's nothing in this house to eat. It echoes from door to door, regardless of how well stocked the shelves are. I know how frustrated I have been over that complaint. Poor Moses. He heard the people crying, family after family, each person at the entrance to his tent. Numbers 11:10. In desperation to quiet them, Moses, asked Adonai, the Lord, "Why are you treating your servant so badly? Why haven't I found favor in your sight so that you put the burden of this entire people on me? Did I conceive this people? Was I their father so that you tell me, 'Carry them in your arms like a nurse carrying a babe?' Where am I going to get meat to give to this entire people? I can't carry this people by myself. It's too much for me." Numbers 11:11-14. It's not uncommon today for adult children to move back with their parents, bringing their own children with them. I remember the pressure I felt trying to please 10 people living in my home. Multiply that by 150,000, and you'll be closer to what Moses experienced. So Father set aside 70 leaders to help carry the load, but he was angry with the people. "All right, Adonai is going to give you meat, and you will eat it. You won't eat it just one day, or 2 days, or 5, or 10, or 20 days, but a whole month, until it comes out your nose and you hate it." Numbers 11:18-20. But Moses, in a moment of doubt, said, "Here I am with 600,000 men on foot, and yet you say, 'I will give them meat to eat for a whole month.'" Numbers 11:21. The Lord replied, "Has Adonai's arm grown short?" Numbers 11:23. What is so overwhelming for you that you are tempted to question how God will ever rescue you? The long arm of the Lord will never leave you stranded.